Flying Tiger has been affiliated with the Masters of Evil. His abilities include a body armor which grants enhanced strength, durability and endurance, flight, and a set of claws. Flying Tiger's true identity is unknown.
Presumably, a professional football player whose career was cut short, he developed a costume that enabled him to fly. He started his criminal career as a mercenary assassin when he was hired to kill the original Spider-Woman.
Flying Tiger was among the superhuman individuals that were abducted by Locksmith and TikTok, where they were placed in Locksmith's prison. When in his cell, Flying Tiger felt claustrophobic.
He was later freed by Spider-Woman and Gypsy Moth, where Flying Tiger escaped. General Nguyen Ngoc Khoi later recommended Flying Tiger to his South American rebel allies.
He was later hired to abduct businessman Regis Fuskey and deposit him at a base in South America. As part of an agreement with Kingpin, Flying Tiger is not to abduct Fuskey until he was out of the United States.
Fuskey hired Iron Man, at the time Jim Rhodes, into being his bodyguard, while Flying Tiger replaced the co-pilot of Fuskey's airplane. Once the airplane is over South America, Tiger emerged from the cockpit and grabbed Fuskey, while grabbing the suitcase that contained the Iron Man armor.
James Rhodes escaped in a parachute as Flying Tiger delivered Fuskey to his employers. Tiger apparently couldn't open the suitcase and threw it into the jungle.
Rhodes was able to track the suitcase and transformed into Iron Man. During Tiger's fight with Iron Man, the U.S. government began dropping bombs on Colonel Perez's camp.
Flying Tiger was caught in one of the explosions. Iron Man rescued Fuskey and took down the fleeing Tiger.
Later, Dr. Doom used an aggression enhancer on Flying Tiger and other criminals to attack the Fantastic Four when they stood before Congress. However, they were defeated by the Fantastic Four.
Flying Tiger was next seen being admitted into the vault following a massive prison escape attempt. Later, Tiger joined Crimson Cowl's Masters of Evil.
The group's plot to blackmail the governments of the world using a weather-controlling machine was stopped by the Thunderbolts. Once again, Tiger was seen trying to escape from the demolished raft until he ran into the Avengers Academy staff.
Later, the Black Lodge's Surgeon General asked Flying Tiger to take down Spider-Man. Flying Tiger joined Puff Adder and Eel in fighting a battle-recovering Spider-Man.
During the fight, Tiger tossed Spider-Man against a wall, only to be later knocked out by Spider-Man. Upon Firebrand setting the building on fire, Spider-Man got Tiger and Eel's bodies out of the building.
Later, Flying Tiger was an inmate of Pleasant Hill, a gated community established by S.H.I.E.L.D. Tiger later appears as a member of Baron Zemo's New Masters, alongside fellow criminals Firebrand and Plant Man.
They later encounter Sam Wilson, now Captain America, Free Spirit, and Jack Flag. During the fight, Flying Tiger is defeated by Jack Flag.
Flying Tiger wears body armor under a tiger costume and is capable of powered flight. He also has enhanced strength, durability, and endurance, and a set of claws. Thank you. Force, also known as Clayton Wilson, Carl Walker, and Taylor, wears a suit which grants enhanced strength, force field projection, and flight.
Clayton Wilson is a graduate student of Empire State University, working as a research assistant to scientist Dr. Damon Walters, who develops a prototype device for creating a protective force field. Wilson steals the prototype force field generator, creates an incorporated battle suit, and adopts the alias Force.
He then goes on a rampage through New York City until he was defeated by Namor, the Submariner. Force later returns as a professional criminal, working for crime boss Justin Hammer in exchange for modifications to his suit.
Force and a group of mercenaries hijack the yacht of Tony Stark and take several hostages. Iron Man, however, tracks the yacht, defeats Force and his men, and rescues the hostages.
Wilson eventually decides to reform. Hammer, however, traps him in the suit and threatens to kill him if he reneges on the agreement.
Force flees and Hammer sends the Beetle, Backlash, and the Blizzard to kill him. Iron Man aids Force in stopping the criminals, then lies to the authorities and advises that Wilson was killed in battle to placate Hammer.
Wilson is provided with a new identity and employment with Barstow Electronics, a subsidiary of Stark Industries. Analysis of Force's armor reveals that elements were actually based on Stark's own designs, Stark bringing in Wilson to quickly ask him where he acquired that technology, thus setting in motion certain events and learning that Hammer acquired some of Stark's plans thanks to a raid carried out by Spymaster.
Later, Wilson impersonates Iron Man to assist him. He also joins the Iron Legion group, subsequently battling the giant robot Ultimo.
After being blackmailed by Sonny Birch, Force travels to the country Iraq to aid Stark once again.
Wilson reappears as Force, arresting several criminals employed by the Hood.
Clayton Wilson designed and used a powered battle suit, incorporating the force field projector designed by Dr. Damon Walters. The suit also provides enhanced strength, flight, and can generate an electric current that can be channeled through the force field when activated. Wilson is a graduate student in physics.